Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Gun law reform took center stage on Beacon Hill today as a committee wrapped up public hearings on proposals to tighten Massachusetts gun regulations. It's an effort that gained urgency after last year's shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Hundreds turned out for the hearing. It featured testimony from Governor Deval Patrick, lawmakers, Boston Mayor Tom Menino, gun control supporters and opponents, and the parents of two of the young victims of the Newtown shootings. The governor says safe communities are a cornerstone of educational and economic opportunity in the Commonwealth.
This is not about taking away anybody's rights. This is about affirming everybody's right to live in safety and without fear of violence.
He's pushing several initiatives, including creating new categories of gun crimes and raising penalties. Private gun sales, Patrick says, should be completed under the oversight of licensed gun dealers. And he says that the state must start reporting mental health information about gun buyers to the federal government. Massachusetts is one of only seven states that does not provide information about whether a would-be gun purchaser has been committed to a mental health institution. And even some gun rights advocates agree that that should change. There were almost as many gun rights advocates in the audience as there were proponents of stricter gun control. Framingham resident Stephen Babbitt says Massachusetts lawmakers should recognize that law-abiding citizens are not the problem.
There are some firearms I would love to be able to purchase that I can't, and it's very frustrating. I'm sure the criminals love all the gun laws because they don't follow them anyway. So what's the difference if you add a few more gun laws?
The Public Safety Committee is considering some 65 gun reform bills and plans to winnow those down to one omnibus bill. It's not clear how quickly that may happen. House Speaker Robert DeLeo says the committee should wait until after a gun law task force he created last year issues its report, possibly by next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.